USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people, adding it never wavered. DailyMail.com editor Charles Langston talks about what the king did upon his return to London.
Those scenes of him outside Buckingham Palace with Camilla embracing all of those people who had come to pay their respects to his mother, I mean, they brought a tear to my eye. I really became quite emotional at seeing them.
Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. She promoted the Artemis program, which will return American astronauts to the surface of the moon. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is declaring a state of emergency to boost polio vaccination rates. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman has confirmed his county is the latest to discover a sample of the virus, but cautions it could be linked to oral vaccines given out in Europe.
That oral vaccination can shed, and that shedding can create a test that shows that there is an element of the polio virus.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Joe Biden attends the groundbreaking for a future Intel microchip facility in Licking County near Columbus, Ohio. President Biden explains why this could lower inflation for Americans.
And as we saw during the pandemic, when factories that make these chips shut down, the global economy comes to a halt, driving up costs for families and everyone, not just here, but around the world.
Chips are essential in both military technology and everyday goods like cars and appliances. The White House says that creating them domestically will strengthen the supply chain and potentially lower costs. This past week, the city of Memphis saw a teacher abducted and killed, along with a deadly shooting spree. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy assures his office is trying to take a tougher stance against repeat violent offenders.
What a horrible week we have had here in Memphis over the last week. We get that. We understand how the public feels, and we want to reassure the public that we and law enforcement are working round the clock on these cases to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
Josh Duggar's deadline to file an appeal on his child pornography conviction is delayed once again. KNWA-TV reporting this is the third time the former 19 Kids and Counting Stars lawyers have filed for an extension. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.